found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you, Jimmy B and Trent. We say hello on a Tuesday where we have Major League Baseball playoff action and, of course, the opening night in the National Basketball Association. And plenty to get into on Iowa State and Iowa today. And a great show lined up for you. At 4:20, Alex Halstead, 24/7, All Cyclones. Cyclone Alert, I should say. He will be our guest once again at 4:20 as Steve Prohm met the news media today. 4:40, John Cannon on the NBA is our guest opening night in the association. And at 5 o'clock, it's the Hawkeye Huddle. Trent, how are you, my man?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Jimmy B?
It's a good day, pal. Good day. We get afternoon baseball, then we get evening baseball. So I'm excited. This is a good night. Tuesday night, good night in sports. And also, look, both of us like the NBA, so we get that as well with opening night. So it's good. A couple of baseball games that mean an awful lot to every team that's going to be out there. And then the NBA. But I guess if we were going to begin, we should start, and Alex Halstead will elaborate a lot more when he comes on. But it was Steve Prohm's turn, the head basketball coach at Iowa State, to meet the news media. Fran McCaffrey did yesterday. What did you kind of get out of that? I found it interesting when he said Donovan Jackson is far and away our best shooter.
Well, they need it because there isn't a whole lot of shooting on this team. You know, this is a basketball team built much differently than Cyclone fans are used to. From the Bombers, and you know, you go back to McGee and what they had early on in the Hoiberg era and what it morphed into and the amount of three-pointers that they shot. This is a basketball team that's going to be a lot different. Yeah, Donovan Jackson can fill it up. We saw that last year. We know that. But you go through... We don't know what kind of shooter Lindale Wigginton's going to be, especially as a freshman. Same thing with Terrence Lewis. You just don't know what those guys are going to be. Wyler Babb, though he can do a lot of different things, as a shooter last season, it was a struggle for him. And then you look at other guys out there. You know, Solomon Young's not a shooter by any means. That's not his game. But you go as Cameron Laird. Can he shoot it a little bit? We just don't know. And, you know, you talk about the unknown with this team. There's unknown and, frankly, it's a team that the expectations have to be lowered. And, Jim, I'm just left wondering here. Six consecutive NCAA tournaments, runs into the second weekend. What they've done year after year, being able to reload and bring in different guys and just be able to be a consistent NCAA tournament team. What looks like on paper is going to be a rebuilding year. How the fan base is going to react to that? Because I don't know if they're ready for it. And the good news for them is they got a pretty good football team. Maybe that will help alleviate some of the concerns that would be there, you know, going into December.
You mean all of a sudden it's back to being a football school and not a basketball school?
Slow down.
I am slowing down, yes.
They haven't won a conference title since you were born, Jimmy. I mean, 1907. Let's slow down here a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
About a football program. Yeah, we got to slow down.
Okay, fair enough. Look, I'm with you. I call it the Magical Mystery Tour. Because we have absolutely no idea, really, what we're going to get as far as Iowa State hoops is concerned. And we always discuss that next year, we think they're going to be really good with all of the talent that's waiting. But this season is, the problem is, and you just referenced it, you don't know, is Donovan Jackson going to be consistent from the outside? And is Wennington going to be able to, you know, do what he did in high school and penetrate and dominate the, you know, moments of games? Is that going to take place? Is Cameron Laird really the big guy down low on the block? Is it going to be Young? Who's it, you know, is Hans Brace? And I saw that he is now practicing in 5-on-5, but only in half court drills right now. Is he going to be a factor? Those are all things that we just don't know. And it, like I said, Trent, if we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to get out of Iowa because we saw all those young guys.
Yep.
And this is their next year, and then adding Garza and Nungy, mm-hmm. we have a pretty good idea that they're going to really be competitive. And with Iowa State, it's a coin flip because we just don't know.
Well, and when you look around the depth of the Big 12 this year, and that's another piece that you have to go and take a look at. There's no getting away with an easy schedule. You know, Iowa last year, they were handed a pretty good schedule. They went 10-8. They had some problems mm-hmm. in the non-conference, but in the Big 12, when you play everybody twice, there isn't any hiding. There isn't anyone where, hey, look, we got Penn State twice, and we got, you know, a couple of games against the lower-ranked teams, and, hey, we can win 8, 9, 10 games. That's not the case in the Big 12. You got Kansas at the top, national championship contender. West Virginia, I think Jimmy B is going to be really, really good. Javon Carter's back. We know what they do defensively. I think Huggins has got another great group out there. And then you get mm-hmm. into TCU, Baylor, right. Texas brings in Mo Bamba and a very good recruiting class in their own right. Speaking of youngsters, Oklahoma, all those freshmen last year, you know, they made a big run a season ago. So you go through here and you're kind of looking around saying, who are you going to beat? You know, who in the conference are you feeling confident with is going to be a team that you can go in and find a way to win a road game? There aren't many out there outside of maybe Kansas State. There just aren't a whole lot of teams that
Texas Tech, maybe.
I like Texas Tech. Oklahoma State would be another I put down there. They lose Juwan Evans, who was a stud.
Yeah, they did.
Phil Forte finally finished up his 48th year of eligibility, and he has done.
Him and Perry Ellis.
Yes. Jeffrey Carroll is still around, but those are the teams, though. The bottom three to me are Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and Iowa State. And it's just not a spot that we're used to talking about Iowa State. If Mariel Sheahy was eligible this year, Michael Jacobson, I think this is an NCAA tournament team. But those guys,
I agree.
They both have to sit out this year. It's going to be a lot different season there unless Wigginton is a stud right away. Unless the fifth-year grad transfer is coming in. You know, Tally, Beverly, Brace all turn out to be really good players. Short of that, this is a rebuilding year, Jimmy B.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of riding that train with you right now. I feel similar to that. But like I said before, they are the great unknown. Look, I believe there's talent there, Trent. I don't think that they lack talent. I just think it's a case of how do you put what they have together to make it work for a complete season. And I'm going to be as interested as you are just to see how you know, Steve Prohm goes about this and how he's going to, you know, put his starting five and then what's going to take place with his substitution pattern and how are they going to mix and match a little bit. I just find it to be a very, very interesting season, and it could be a bust for Cyclone fans this year. It really could. And I think that the fan base will be down about it, and rightfully so after what has been accomplished. But next year, they're going to be stacked and really good. And so the bounce back would be immediate. But next year is next year. We're talking right now in the here and now. And everybody is still like flipping a coin. Are they going to be good? Are they going to be awful? Are they just going to be okay? Can they make an NCAA bid? Maybe. Are they destined for the NIT? Who knows? I guess that's why we're going to watch the games, partner.
I don't think, is there anybody that expects this to be an NCAA tournament? Outside of the Cyclone Jerrys of the world, is there anybody in that fan base that really thinks this is an NCAA tournament team? Because the ones that I've talked to don't think that. I think their expectations are in line. Hey, maybe we can get NIT, surprise, make a run at the end of the year. You know, those kind of thoughts I understand, but I haven't talked to anybody, Jim, that thinks they're going to be an NCAA tournament team, at least without all of a sudden Lindell Wigginton's a star right away. You know, things like that.
Yeah,
I don't think the expectations are out of whack with this team, at least the people that I've talked to.
I'm with you. I think that they understand what, you know, the great run that they have had. And it's not that it's going to come to an end, Trent, and they're never going to see the NCAA tournament again.
Right.
They're going to see it. They're going to see it next year.
Yeah.
But this season, and I think you're right. People that I have spoken to, they have tempered their enthusiasm as well. They're excited, of course, about going to the games, but they're like us. They really don't know what they're going to get.
So a couple of things I also wanted to get into. We talked a little Hawkeye basketball. We got Alex Halstead coming up here at 4:20.
Right.
We'll talk more Cyclones with him. Speaking of those expectations, something that we talked about, you know, with Iowa and the expectations on a national scale. And I saw today some Big Ten writers had their preseason poll, if you will. We know in the Big Ten they don't release the whole thing for God knows why. The reason actually is for that. But so this is the way that it came out with the Big Ten media poll. Michigan State unanimous at the top. No surprise. Uh-huh. We all know that.
Right.
Michigan State is national championship. Good. Purdue, Minnesota, Northwestern. Buy all that. Maryland, Michigan in a tie for fifth. Wisconsin, and then the Hawkeyes at eight. And that seems to be in line with a lot of people's thinking, Jimmy B. A lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, that 7, 8, 9 range right in there. I don't know. Maybe it's just a sneaking suspicion. And the way the schedule plays out for the Hawkeyes, that's another thing. As opposed to the Big 12, when you play everybody twice, you have to look
right.
at it. And they were handed an incredibly, incredibly good Big Ten slate this year.
Yes, they were. They really caught a couple of breaks, and they have big name teams on their home court, which is good. And look, this is a team that, even though they're sophomores, the majority of them are sophomores, they went through the entire season last year. It's not like these guys only played like a couple of games coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. All of these guys played, and they played a lot of minutes last year. So they know what this league is all about. And I really don't think that Garza and Nunji, after they've been in it for, you know, 10 games, are going to be scared of anybody going on the court, particularly not Garza. I think he welcomes any challenge that comes on the court. And I think the real key is, what do we get out of Cook? Is he going to turn into the dominating player that he showed flashes of in his freshman year?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Trent, is he going to be a better defender? Because he couldn't guard anybody. Is he going to be a better defender, a more ferocious rebounder, and then a guy who will take the ball to the basket every opportunity that he has? I think that's a real key component of how good Iowa's going to be.
Yeah, Cook's the guy. I mean, you look at, and we talk about the depth of this team and the number of guys,
yep.
but out of everybody, the guy that has a chance to play at the next level, it's Tyler Cook. I mean, he has the athleticism,
yes.
the requisite that you look at there. He improved as the season went on. He missed a pretty important stretch, you know, early in the season trying to find his way. They lost that game to Nebraska-Omaha that he was out. You go through and you look at, though, Tyler Cook and what he can do. Being a rim protector, that was something that was mentioned by Fran yesterday, a guy that can protect the rim, something that was certainly missing from them a year ago. But, you know, can he develop into a guy that can knock down a jump shot, hit a 15-footer from time to time, you know, to have people at least be able to sag off him and have to play up on him a little bit, and you complete that with that athleticism of building it. And another thing, as the year went on, he really did a nice job, you know, understanding the game at a better way. You know, he was able to understand when to go to the left, when to go to the right. You could see the footwork really make improvements in development as the year went on a year ago. And by the end of the season, he was putting up some monster numbers. In his last couple of games in the NIT, he didn't miss a shot. He went 8-for-8 against South Dakota and then 7-for-7 against TCU. He played at a very high level in the back half when Iowa played their best basketball. And you're right. Mm-hmm. If he takes a step forward and he becomes that consistent, hey, we know every night we're going to get 16 points, 8 rebounds, and a block a game from Tyler Cook. Iowa's in good yeah. shape there.
I agree with you. If he's putting up those kind of numbers with the shooters that they have around the perimeter and mid-range, yes. If he's doing that, Iowa's going to have a chance to be in every game. I agree with you there 100%.
Well, Jimmy B, after we finish up, we got Alex Halstead talking Cyclones and a little NBA talk for you with John Cannon. Want to take a quick trip to the Cannon Casino with you. Got some division
okay.
odds in the NFL. I want to run past you and see what you're thinking on that. Want to do that? And Urban Meyer, man, this guy annoys me. I'll tell you why a little bit later on in the program. Urban Meyer, unbelievable. What a punk he is. We'll take a timeout, back with more. Jimmy B and TC here on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't delay. Pick one up at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers.
Pushing snow with a Fisher Plows Extreme V V-Plow that you'll find at Schuling Hitch isn't just a job this winter. It's kind of a rush, too. The Extreme V V-Plow can change from V to straight to scoop. It's versatile and efficient. With the exclusive Fisher Trip Edge design and fast hydraulics, you'll get the job done faster. Shop for your new Fisher Plows blade at Schuling Hitch Company. Two locations off 2nd north of the interstate Des Moines and Alexander Avenue in Ames. Or SchulingHitch.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back once again, Jimmy B and TC. We're with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Hawkeye Huddle takes the airwaves from 5 until 6. Right now, we're going to be talking Cyclones. Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports at CycloneAlert.com. And he joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. What's going on, Alex?
Just beginning the busy part of the year, I guess, where football and basketball begin to overlap. Had Big 12, or not Big 12, but Iowa State's basketball media day today. And basketball season's 3 weeks from Friday, and then kind of into that busy time of year.
Yeah, you get the double up of football and basketball happening here. But a different feel, certainly, around the Cyclone basketball program this season. A lot of unknowns. The faces that Cyclone fans got to know, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years have all dissipated. And a new-look Cyclone team this year, and maybe different expectations you'd have to think for the fan base this season.
Yeah, definitely going to be a different team. You know, this is a program that's went to six consecutive NCAA tournaments. And, you know, Steve Prohm did say today that's his expectation. He said, you know, if you set your expectations or your goal any less than the NCAA tournament, then it's kind of a disservice to, you know, the team. You know, that should always be the goal, especially when you went to six consecutive and you do have some pieces that if the right things clicked, maybe they could be on that bubble type team. But, you know, I think from the outside looking in, there's a lot of questions facing this team. You know, they lose just from their core four seniors, you know, close to 60 points a game. And so it's going to be difficult to see who steps up. But I think it's not really a doom and gloom outlook. It doesn't seem as much as it is just a lot of questions, and I think there's some excitement because of that, because this is the first time, yes, in a while that there's been so many unknowns, but I think there's the excitement of guys like Lindell Wingington and Terrence Lewis and even Zoran Talley, who's got 2 years, and some of the pieces that could be the next guys that maybe go on another NCAA tournament run, even if this year they don't make it.
Alex, I've referred to it as the Magical Mystery Tour because you just really don't know how the pieces of the puzzle are going to fit together. You don't know substitution patterns. You really don't know anything yet. How long, in your estimation, or did Prohm give any reference of timetable as to when he might have the semblance of a starting five and then substitution patterns?
Yeah, he didn't give anything today. I don't think he probably will. We probably won't know fully until we see what they trot out there and how they use the team against Missouri in maybe those first few weeks. He said he's starting to get a feel of who maybe those 7-8 guys are, but not necessarily where they all fit in the lineup. And, you know, they really only have probably 9 guys they're going to even be using, so that doesn't tell us a ton. I think reading between the lines, you can kind of figure out that their top 5 guys right now are probably Lindell Wigginton, Nick Weiler, Babb, Zoran Talley, Solomon Young. And, you know, then, you know, Hans Brace isn't healthy right now, but, you know, he would be right in there. And so, you know, that, and I don't think I mentioned Donovan Jackson, but so you got those 5 guys, and it's just figuring out who are those 6 through 9 off the bench, you know. And so I don't know if we'll really know. And that's the other thing, is I think we'll probably see different rotations early on, and then maybe by the time they get to conference season, they want to be a little bit more where you know, they're using the consistent lineups and stuff, because players brought it up, and I think it's probably a message coming down from Prohm, is they're going to be a lot different in November and December than they are in January. You know, those first 2 months are going to be most guys playing for the first time and that sort of thing. And so we might not fully know what this team's going to look like until we get into the season a little bit. And I'm not sure if we'll really lineup looks like until November 10th when they take on Missouri, or I guess maybe the week before when they have the exhibition at Hilton. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Alex, a year ago we saw a couple of grad transfers come in, Daryl Bowie, Merrill Holden. They didn't provide a whole lot. Has that maybe changed a little bit the thought process, the bringing in a couple, 3, in fact, grad transfers? You mentioned a couple of those guys, and Talley, Beverly also coming in along with Hans Brace. Does it maybe make people not get quite as excited because of some of the superstars we saw come in before with that grad transfer rule.
Yeah, I think most people are starting to realize that. You know, Fred Hoiberg was kind of ahead of the game in the grad transfers. You know, when he got those guys early, mm-hmm. he was getting the best of the best. You know, even the sit-out transfers, when you look at guys like Royce White or Chris Allen, you know, he was getting the best transfers. And now there's so many transfers, and we see Kansas go after transfers. You know, we see the best blue bloods go after transfers too. And so it's a much more difficult market. And I think we saw that play out in the spring where Iowa State missed on a couple guys here or there, whether there's Elijah Brown going to Oregon or, you know, someone else going elsewhere. They missed on some because it's so competitive. But I think there's starting to be a rise in expectations for Azuri and Talley. You know, you saw Sports Illustrated come out with its projections the other day for the top 100 transfer scorers in college basketball, and he's number six on that list at 13.5 points a game, a Conference USA Sixth Man of the Year. And we keep hearing about how good he's looked in practice, and I think he could even start. So I think there's going to be maybe increased expectations, but nothing like maybe we've seen in the past for guys that Hoiberg brought in, you know, like maybe DeAndre Kane or whatever. The other two transfers, I think, are still kind of unknowns. You know, Hans Brace, we know what he did at Princeton, but, you know, the big question with him is his injury and how does he hold up. He just started 5-on-5 half court. And then Jeff Beverly, I think he comes from UTSA and put up points there, but we haven't heard as much about him.
We're having a conversation with Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, so give me the Hans Brace update. I noticed that today it was stated that he is working out and playing 5-on-5 half court, but he's not running the full court yet. Do you have any more info to give us on him?
No, not much new with him. You know, we did learn today that he was doing 5-on-5 half court, which is progress from, you know, when there are 12 practices in now, and last time we talked to Prohm, there were four in. So in the last eight practices, he's made a little bit of progress in that regard. The hope was that, you know, by the time they scrimmage Nebraska, which I think is a week from Sunday, that maybe he can be full go and go then. But Prohm said if he's not ready, he's not worried. You know, it kind of follows the same motto as he is following with, that this team's going to be much different in December and January than it is in the first few weeks of November, that if it does take him a little bit time into November to be ready, then Prohm said he's not worried about that. But, you know, I think they're going to try to have him give it a go against Nebraska in a week and a half or so. But we'll see if that happens and then no more from there. But he seems to be getting healthier, but they're just being really cautious with him. But, you know, Prohm said it was helpful to have him in that 5-on-5 stuff because, you know, his IQ level of college basketball to help guys like Cameron Lard and Solomon Young has been helpful, even if he's not running up and down the court yet.
Well, you mentioned Cameron Laird and a guy that's been talked about. We were excited this summer to get to see him on the court for the first time, and then he doesn't show up for the first game of the Capital City League, but he did show up. You got to see him a little bit this summer. Alex, what did Coach Prohm have to say about Cameron Laird today?
Well, he said, you know, that, A, that he's made a lot of progress, which you can just tell when you see him up close. His body looks completely different from what we saw when he arrived in January. I mean, he's gained 20-plus pounds. He just looks thicker. I mean, you see that from Solomon Young, too, but, you know, now we're seeing it from him. And the big thing with him, I talked to him, and he told me through high school and everything, he never had a coach that or never had really anything where it was one-on-one on a consistent basis. He said Mondays through Fridays, you know, 5 days a week, he'd get texts from William Small, you know, making sure he was awake and coming to his morning workout for an hour and a half with Michael Jacobson, and they made him do all kinds of drills and just the typical offseason workouts with an assistant. But it sounds like he made a lot of progress in his offensive game from that standpoint. And I think early on they want him to be an energy guy that, you know, helps them rebound and stuff. But, you know, Prohm said that he didn't feel like they had a rim protector last year, and he thinks Cameron Lard gives him that a little bit more this year, that they might actually have a rim protector, which probably really the first time since Jameel McKay that they've had a guy like that. Now, he's got the length and he's got the size, and I think now it's just he's never played in the Big 12 game, so we still have to kind of maybe temper expectations, but he's starting to look the part more and more now that he's been on campus for not even a year yet, but, you know, the summer months.
I'm real curious about the statement that Prohm made where he said, we got to be up at 80 points, 80 or more. He said, otherwise we're going to have to try to go in a different direction. So he sees this team still scoring at a high rate. If that's the case, where are the points coming from?
Yeah, that's always going to be his goal, is 80 points, no matter where he's at, whether it's Murray State or Iowa State or if he's somewhere else down the road. You know, that's the pace that they play out, is, you know, a pace for 80 points. And that is the big question, is, you know, how do you get to 80 points? And they don't have the three-point shooting that they have in the past with guys like Naz, Mitri Long, and Matt Thomas. You know, Prohm said that flat out, that the perimeter guys are going to score differently. You know, Zoran Talley, Nick Babb, even Lindell Wigginton at the point guard position, they're not – they can all shoot the three if they're wide open, but they're all guys that like to drive and get to the free throw line, get to the basket and score that way. And so it's not going to be the same look Iowa State team in that regard, where we see them, like I think he said, make 300 three-pointers. But he thinks they can still make three-pointers when they need to. And, you know, going back to the 80-point thing, he said, you know, if they can't get up to that 80, if it's 75, it just means something else has to change. They have to rebound better. You know, they were winning games last year, like he said, when they were minus 10, 11, 12 in the rebound margin. So they got to rebound better. They got to get to the free throw line better, which I think we'll see them do. It sounds like Zoran Talley, a lot of his points come on getting to the rim. Same with Lindell Wigginton. I think Wigginton's going to be much different than Monte Morris in that regard, where we're going to see him get to the line more. So their goal, he said, this year and every year he's a head coach, he said, will be 80 points. But if they don't get there, he said, it just means that they have to figure out a few things elsewhere, whether that's defensively, rebounding, or maybe manufacturing points at the free throw line.
Before we run out of time, Alex, want to jump into a little bit of football. Texas Tech coming up this weekend, and certainly looks to be a much different outfit than the one that the Cyclones dispatched 66-10 a year ago.
Yeah, this is a Texas Tech team that I can't think of the exact number. I heard it on TV and when I was watching them play earlier this season, and then again one other time. But I think they have something like 12 transfers when you look at grad transfers and JUCOs. You know, they just brought in a completely new personnel defensively just to try to revamp it. And I would say they're a great team defensively, but they are improved defensively, and they still put up points offensively. And a much different matchup than I think when we probably went through preseason projections. And I think a lot of people had Iowa State and as a game, you know, Texas Tech as a game that Iowa State could win. They still can, but I don't think we ever projected both teams to go into this game at 4-4 and 2. And so it's a big game for both of them, because when you look at what they have after this week, one of these teams will be 5-2, one will be 4-3, and then Texas Tech has Oklahoma on deck, and Iowa State has TCU, who's going to be top five in the country unless they somehow lose at home to Kansas. So you have two teams right there that have a lot at stake, I think, this week in terms of their bowl hopes and their expectations moving forward.
I'm really curious also, since they pulled off the big upset against Oklahoma, just throttled Kansas, and going into this game, you referenced the fact where Texas Tech is. It's a different team than the team that they put up over 60 points on. And they're going to play in beautiful Lubbock, the garden spot of Texas. Not. I'm just real curious, is could this game be 52-48? I mean, does it have that sort of feel? Do you have a sense for that yet?
I think it could get into that type of shootout, but I think Iowa State's defense, which is, it's crazy to think we're saying this, is going to be one of the better defenses they face this season.
Wow.
You know, the West Virginia defense they faced last week has given up a lot of points, although they did stop Texas Tech in that second half. And, you know, I don't know if Iowa State wants to get in that type of shootout. You know, with Kyle Kemp has been more of a game manager, and it's hard to judge him based off last week. He was really efficient, but neither team really threw the ball. But, you know, we could see it get into that type of game. But at the same time, you know, both teams' defenses have played a little bit better where, you know, with turnovers and that sort of thing, maybe it does stick a little bit lower. I think the thing for Iowa State is to try not to get into that shootout right away, because we saw what Texas Tech did last week in the first half. And barring, you know, West Virginia scoring 29 unanswered, which isn't going to happen every week, you know, Texas Tech would have won handedly. So they can put up points, and I think you just want to try to limit what they can do, especially early on.
Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports. It's CycloneAlert.com. As always, Alex, good catching up with you. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Always good when we catch up with Alex Halstead. Interesting stuff always from him, and it's a great read, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. And he comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Well, we still have John Cannon on the way as the NBA will open up. And, Trent, we have the Hawkeye Huddle tonight at 5. The guys in studio, right?
Yep, guys will be here 5 o'clock. A lot of Hawkeye talk taking you up until 6 o'clock. But, Jimmy B, I will probably sit this one out for the most part. I'm letting you have it. Usually get a minute a day to talk crappy
yes.
NBA. Wake me up when we get to June and we get Cavs Warriors 4, but I know you and John Cannon are excited about it, so, well, here we go.
Okay, fair enough. John's coming up right after we take this time out on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, creators of the Name Your Price tool. Choose from a range of coverage options and pick the price that works for you. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive.com.
Hey, it's me, the donkey emoji.
Aww.
I just want to say, if you're texting and driving, you're acting like a jack. Put down the phone. Focus on the road and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman. A new episode tomorrow at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
Kohl's Home Sale is going on now. Stop in and pick up Cuddle Duds sheets for only $29.99. A 6-quart Instant Pot is just $99.99. A 6-quart New Wave Air Fryer is $129.99. And all Yankee Candles are 25% off. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more with promo code LEAF. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid October 12th through 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 6. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the Hawkeye Huddle. Jim and Trent with you on the Big Talker. 1700, quickly updating the American League playoffs. It is the Yankees and the Houston Astros so far, no score, and they are playing in the bottom of the second inning. And with that, we say hello to John Cannon. We get a little NBA conversation in. John's always good for some yucks because he will come on the show and tell us that the Golden State Warriors will win 622 games this year and only lose 3. John, how are you, pal?
I'm fine, Jimmy, so I guess I don't really need to do it because you just did it for me.
That's great. That's great stuff. All right, we do
so,
have...
Trent, I never really had an intro like the one Trent sort of gave me right before the break there. That was really inspiring for people to hang out and listen to that.
I sold it well.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Well, we do our best, John. You know us. You know how we operate.
Unfortunately, our best isn't very good, John.
Yeah, fair enough.
Trent, I can hear you like you're sitting next to me, and Jimmy sounds like he's in another county.
Really?
That's
weird.
I just have to live with it.
I don't know. Everything's good here where I'm sitting. Okay, good enough. Okay. Let me just ask you then right off the top, the two games tonight, it features Kyrie matched up against LeBron, Boston, and Cleveland, and then we get the Golden State Warriors against the brand new look Houston Rockets with Chris Paul and the Beard, on the same team. John, where are you? You're gonna watch both of these games, right?
Well, unfortunately, the Warrior game's past my bedtime, so I'm going to have to DVR that and catch up on it. I may watch the first half. I'm intrigued with what Houston's going to look like. I'm really, and obviously they're going to be a work in progress. The Warriors last year were a good example that the first couple of months of the season is really what it takes for teams to incorporate, you know, a new great player like that into their midst. But I will check in a little bit on that on the early game. The Kyrie LeBron dynamic I think is interesting. You know, when you really look at it, guys, LeBron makes players better around him because of his sheer, the gravity that he presents on the court. He just draws so much attention and he makes people better. But he doesn't make people better emotionally. He's not easy to play with. He's so smart, and he gets frustrated with people that are not as smart as he. And so I think that Kyrie's going to be really excited to be out of there. I think, and we'll see probably see a new, fresh, really creative Kyrie, and we won't really see the benefits of that trade for Cleveland probably until that Brooklyn pick shows up.
It's very interesting with LeBron, a guy that has never had a major injury in his career, has never really had anything that has gone wrong throughout, and the miles that is on the body, the finals appearances year after year after year. Isn't there at some point a time where we're going to see some kind of regression, or are you not even thinking about that, at least right now?
I'm not thinking about it right now. It'll certainly happen, Trent. And when it does, man, look out below. I think it's going to be one of those where it's going to be a Willie Mays deal. You know, 1 minute he can play and the next minute he can't find the fly ball in center field. I think I heard Adam Silver say on the radio yesterday that LeBron has logged more minutes than Michael Jordan at this point. Jordan had those couple of years off that probably really helped him to regenerate and allowed him to play so well for those last three seasons. Obviously, LeBron is not going to take any kind of extended time off like that. And I do think that this year's schedule will really help him. I mean, I think the changes they made to the schedule are enormous. But you know what? They help the best teams. And I think the NBA's got a problem, guys, because I don't know if you saw the ESPN piece today on the conferences and division predictions. But they had about 25 people predict each of the divisions and conference winners. Now, the conference winners, obviously 100% Golden State, and I think it was 100% Cleveland, too, in the East. The division winners, Cleveland, I think, was picked by all but one expert to win their division. I wish I was looking at it right now. Boston was picked by all but two. There were two people that picked Toronto in that division. Everyone else picked Boston. The only one that was kind of looked like it's up for grabs is San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was picked by more, but at least maybe, you know, eight or so picked San Antonio. So you're heading into a season where the division winners are in three out of four cases already figured out, and the conference winners are already figured out. And yet there's still some drama just because of the changing partners and people have moved to different teams and made more interesting that way. But I don't know how you – there's excitement about the beginning of the season. There'll be excitement maybe in the playoffs. I don't know about the rest of the month other than the quest. It's not a quest because it's only mine. But I think the Warriors are going to win 75 games. I think I told you guys this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has happened that made me back off of that.
Mm-hmm. Even with the way that Oklahoma City now has their big three and with the addition of Chris Paul in Houston, you still have the Warriors winning 75.
Well, they only play four games against each of those teams and maybe only three against one of them. I usually play Oklahoma City like three times.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they may play those guys to a draw and maybe San Antonio, but think of it this way. They lost five games last year on one massive road trip. The kind of trip that isn't in the schedule anymore. The NBA took them out. And they had two cross-country trips. They lost Kevin Durant in the first game of the road trip. And the last game of the road trip, they wound up resting four players, and that caused the big hullabaloo. But they didn't lose anymore after that until they were in the playoffs. Or I guess the last game of the season they lost. Or the next last game, and then they went 16-1 in the playoffs. So they don't have a stretch like that. The NBA has done away with the four-game-in-five-night thing, which is great that they've done that, and they have really reduced the back-to-back nights. And they lost five games on that one trip last year. So and last year, they were incorporating a new, not only Durant, but a number of new players, because they had to renounce all their other players in order to bring Durant in. This year, everybody's back. They've got like three guys who weren't on the team last year. One of them is Omri Caspi, who plays like he's been with the Warriors his whole career. He's a back cutter, three-point shooter. I mean, perfect fit for them. So I just don't see it. I think they're going to have a lot of fourth quarters with Curry and those guys on the bench. And they're just a great, great team, and it doesn't make it fun for everybody else, but I hope that people can just kind of appreciate this team.
Difficult to do. It's difficult to do.
Yeah,
because
I get it.
It takes some of the fun away. What one of the reasons I am excited, though, is more and more people excited about the team that I root for, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So take us north of the border up to Minnesota and tell me why I shouldn't be dreading the inevitable collapse out of the T-Wolves that I've seen too many times before. Are they a playoff team at the very least?
I'm sorry. I don't have really great news for you. I'm not the T-Wolves expert here, but I was listening to someone who had been on that Warriors trip to China. which the Timberwolves were on.
Mm-hmm.
And Thibodeau practiced incessantly during that trip.
Of course.
And, of course. And you can't do that. It was you got all the travel and the time lag, and the NBA had a lot of demands in terms of things they had to do, publicity things, and still he's getting two-hour practices in. The Warriors practiced twice the entire trip. And wow. Meanwhile, Minnesota's working out like it's college. And I just think guys are going to burn out on that. And now, Butler obviously is a big Thibodeau guy, and that's a help because he can pull guys through as they get frustrated. He's going to be an asset there unless he gets to the point where he's like, dude, we can't do this. And then it'll be interesting to see how Thibodeau reacts. So I don't know. They obviously have more talent there than they've had in a really long time. But like a lot of things with this season, you just don't know. That's one of the things that is interesting about this season is that there are a lot of teams that you look at them and you go, I don't know. Oklahoma City, Jimmy, you mentioned the big three.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Do you really think Carmelo Anthony makes that team better?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I think Paul George does.
Their big two was more imposing than their big three.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Okay. All right, let's do this because we're running tight on time. Are we going to see a repeat again in the NBA Finals? Will it be a fourth time between the Warriors and the Cavs?
I will say this. I am not the believer in the Cavs that everyone else that follows the NBA seems to be. And it's not that I doubt LeBron's greatness or anything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. He's a great, 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 great player. But they have also brought some people in there that, Dwayne Wade, you don't know what you're going to get from him. They're not going to get what they hope to get with Isaiah Thomas until late in the season, if at all. And, by the way, he's a minus, minus, minus defender. So let's not forget that. So I'm not a big believer. I think Cleveland can be had. And I think if Boston can really put something together, and I've also heard people high on Washington as a possibility to surprise in those playoffs. So I think that's the best shot to have a different final this year, is to have somebody – do it in the East. And in the West, it's going to take not probably one, but it would take two really significant injuries on the Warriors to open the door for somebody else to come in and make it to the finals.
John, always appreciate your time. The NBA season upon us. I know we'll be talking this year. And
in March. I'll talk to you guys again in March.
We'll run you down.
No.
We'll talk to you before Christmas. And then, probably in March. That's usually the way it works out. We'll make it more often, no doubt about it. Thanks, as always, for your time today, John.
All right, thanks, man.
John Cannon.
There you go.
Always fun talking with him. All right, Jimmy B., I told you. So
yes.
I got to wait. We're running tight on time. I'll yell at Urban Meyer tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Urban Meyer.
And the Conda Casino, too. Don't forget that.
Right. Well, we got to take a quick stab here at the Conda Casino in our final minute. All right. Before the Hawkeye Huddle takes the airwaves, Jimmy B,
yes,
to win the West, the Golden State Warriors, -350.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bet on them. I'm putting that caveat in there. So who are you betting? The Spurs at 8-1, Rockets and Thunder 10-1. You get the T-Wolves at 20-1, and then the long shots after that. Can't take the Warriors. Who are you going?
All right. I would take OKC. I would take the Thunder at 10-1, if that were the case. I would swing with that. I just have a sneaky feeling that they will, by January, have those three guys pretty much on the same page, and they're going to beat a lot of teams. I just have that feeling to it.
And to piggyback off of John's point about my Timberwolves,
this
seems like the greatest bet I have ever made in my life, and I fired at this one. To make the playoffs, just get into the playoffs.
Yes.
If you bet yes on the Timberwolves, you got to lay +650. No is +450. Oh, they're not making the playoffs, Jimmy B. I've seen this song and dance with Minnesota sports too many times before. I'm stealing money, Jim.
But isn't that the way it's supposed to work, though? And aren't you supposed to do that?
Right. Well, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. I know that that's not the case. Hey, if the T-Wolves make the playoffs, I'll be happy, and I'll be happy to lose a bet. But plus 450, that is incredible.
Wow.
Big numbers there. All right, Jimmy B, out of time with you. We got the Hawkeye Huddle coming up next.
All right, pal. It was great. Good show today. We will be back again tomorrow, everybody. Once again, beginning show bright and early at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Gotta love that time. Jimmy B and TC is the Big Talker 1700.
Your home and away voice for UNI football. 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN, or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman. A new episode tomorrow at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.